Kalimera, I, Paul of Tarsus, greet you today in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. I understand that virtually all of you here today are so-called Lutherans. And I also understand as Lutherans, you are friends of me and of my theology. I am told that you like my letter to the Romans, especially chapters 1 to 7. And most especially chapters 3 to 5, where there is a lot about justification and about our standing before our God. Just last Friday, the following verses were read from chapter 3. For all have sinned and are short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. You also like the first part of my letter to the Galatians, I hear. But I'm told that you're not real big on the latter portions of Romans and Galatians, which surprises me. The parts that deal with holiness of Christian living, which is a subject that I care very much about, very much indeed. I'm not sure why you feel this way. I hope it's not because you think it doesn't matter how you live your Christian life. Note how I began today's section of the letter to the Thessalonians that nice young man just read before. I told the people that just as they received from us how it is necessary to walk and to please God, that just so they should walk. In fact, I then said that what they had received as official teachings of the apostles was not just my advice. No, it came from Jesus Christ Himself. This is why the next section of my letter begins, "This is the will of God, your sanctification." Note then what this verse is actually saying. God's will is that you be holy. Holy, the scriptures say, as our God Himself is holy. What that holiness involves, I describe in some detail in the verses of this lesson. Abstaining from immorality, using your own bodies properly, which means not giving in to the desires of the flesh, not defrauding a brother, and so on. But make no mistake about it, this is a very important thing in the mind and in the desire of our God, which is why I repeat the basic thought a few verses later. God did not call us for impurity, but in holiness. Let me put it in these terms. Are you ready to give witness to your faith? Good. Excellent, in fact. You should be so ready. I, Paul, am an evangelist myself. But what is equally important, if not more important, for you as a baptized child of God who has received the Holy Spirit within you, is this. You have been called in holiness. Holiness before God and before all men. And why do I need to tell you all about this fact? Why are there sections where I talk about this in this letter and in all of my letters? Shouldn't you and all Christians just do naturally what is God's will? Shouldn't you just naturally live a holy life? In fact, I do say something like this in this section of the letter, that the Thessalonians and so also all of you are taught by God, and as I said, that God has put His Holy Spirit in you. Well, when you come to faith, when you become God's child, you do walk by the leading of the Spirit. When you do possess the Spirit, you do what is pure and holy. But when you do possess the Spirit, you do not automatically know all things. When you do come to faith, when you do become God's child, you still can be unsure or tricked by Satan or by your flesh. And for this very reason, it is important to hear God's word. Because when you hear God's word, his prophetic and apostolic word, you can focus once again on what is true. When you hear God's word, God's apostolic word, it will straighten your thinking out. When you hear God's word, his apostolic word, then surety will return. So rejoice, sons and daughters of the King. Rejoice that you are his, and that he has put his very spirit within you. Rejoice, brothers and sisters in the faith, and listen to apostolic admonition. Rejoice, brothers and sisters in the Lord, as you walk in holiness of life, reflecting God's will and showing God forth in everything you say and do. He has so many blessings reserved for you even now. In Jesus' name, amen.